It's difficult to imagine a career in aviation if the price of a single airline ticket is beyond one's reach. But that's the situation for many New Orleans families. But today we're going to learn about a program that's trying to make sure every kid can get some exposure to life above the clouds. Right now I'm happy to welcome Army retired Colonel Palmer Sullins Jr. into the studio. Welcome, Colonel.
Hello, and thanks for the invitation.
So tell me, who are the New Orleans Golden Eagles?
The New Orleans Golden Eagles is an organization that was started, got together back in 1997, and we had interest in flying, number one. The mission of the organization is to expose young people to aviation, and aviation entails more than just flying airplanes because you have mechanics and support people, and we want to make sure that we are able to let the kids see that you can fly, you can be a flight attendant, you can be a mechanic, and just all phases of aviation. But most of us who are in the organization are pilots.
Well, tell us a little bit about Aviation Day.
Hey, the Aviation Day is a time in which we bring the kids to Lakefront Airport. And those of us who own airplanes, which I own Comanche 260B, there's about five of us that own airplanes, and there are others that rent airplanes. And we have the kids out at Lakefront where they get a chance to get in the airplanes and get a chance to go through what's available at Lakefront Airport, to include the tower, the emergency operations, and just things in general, because we understand that you can't bring the airport to the kids. You have to bring kids to the airport.
So the Golden Eagles are part of a larger organization?
We have a national organization, Black Pilots of America, which has 22 chapters nationally, with a focus on exposing young kids and youth to aviation. At the same time, we want to improve our skills in flying.
So tell me a little bit about your background in flying. Okay.
I am originally from Tuskegee, Alabama. I was taught to fly by a gentleman by the name of Chief Charles Alfred Anderson, who was the one who took Eleanor Roosevelt up for her flight and started the Tuskegee Airmen. Her visit with him in flight and everything, she went back and convinced the president to build a base in Tuskegee.
And that's where you grew up?
That's where I grew up. And so at 9 years old, I got under his wing, and he started teaching me to fly when I was 9 years old.
9 years old?
Yes.
So Amelia Earhart is still a household name. Charles Lindbergh is a household name. What are some black pilots that we should know about but maybe don't?
Bessie Coleman and Eugene Bullard. They were the first ones who really got into the aviation many, many years ago in the 30s, and both of them had similar experiences that they wanted to fly and were unable to get the training to fly in the United States, so they ended up going overseas. And so Bessie Coleman and Eugene Bullard, those are the ones that stand out as the first.
Right now I'd like to welcome 15-year-old Nyla Quillens, who went up with the Golden Eagles with some other campers from the Excite All-Stars Youth Development Program here in New Orleans. Welcome, Nyla.
Hi, thank you.
So just tell us about that day that you went up with the Golden Eagles. What was that like?
It was amazing and kind of terrifying, too. So we packed into this tiny plane, and we took off from the Lakefront Airport and flew over some water, which is very terrifying, and then we saw like a Popeyes and some houses, and then we flew over the city of New Orleans, and it's beautiful to see like an aerial view of our city.
That was Army retired Colonel Palmer Sullins Jr. and 15-year-old Nyla Quillens talking about the Golden Eagles. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
Thank you for having me.
In New Orleans, this is Brian Friedman.